Sorry, just here with Mark Sessnin of GLL. It's Greenwich Leisure.
Yeah, GLL we prefer.
Okay. And can you, you've just been talking today about mutualism and how GLL have been kind of taking the best bits of the kind of private and public sector, so kind of private sector
that's what we call a social enterprise.
with public sector values. And we've been talking today also about kind of the big society and technology and how kind of digital inclusion can help enable big society values. You were talking today about how you've come across quite a few obstacles with that. You've come across quite a lot of digital exclusion and you've come across quite a few, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, the poverty map of London is also the health map of London. It's also the digital exclusion map of London.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because we tend to work with local authorities in deprived areas, whether it be East London or South London, one of the issues we come across is that we're trying to streamline services, so we put a product into the marketplace like Gym London at 20 quid a month as online only, because that's the only way we can afford to supply it. And really, that's an ideal product for people on low incomes, but they're the people least likely to be able to access it because of digital exclusion.
Okay. And have you been doing anything to try and overcome that? And
well, we do. We now put the terminal, because theoretically it's online only, so you'd have to go do it at home or do it from the library. But we realise if we also just put a terminal there in the building, they can say, well, you can do it yourself there, you know, which is breaking our own rule, really, because it's supposed to be an exclusive product to online.
Okay,
but it's still online, but it's available at the centres.
So as part of what you do, you've kind of been doing social media surgeries almost within your gyms, as it were.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. And I mean, increasingly, because as I say, the health map and the poverty map and the digital exclusion map are all the same.
Pretty much, yeah.
We want those people, because they're the people who should be using the gyms to get active, and obviously we want to be able to provide products at the price they can afford, and we need to be able to do that online and do online transactions with them. But there's still a way to go, because there's issues about if they don't have bank accounts. If they don't have bank accounts, they can't do the direct debits, the same issue with fuel and everything for poorer communities, and we have that in fitness and health.
And what about using kind of existing online communities to reach those communities that you're looking to engage with?
Well, but they're not online.
Really? So at all, you find?
Well, I mean, the kids might be on Facebook or something, and there's a lot of issues about still that we need to address around access to things via phones, as you know, mobile technology, because our websites aren't yet really compatible with mobile phones.
Okay.
So whilst the kids might have access to a phone, they don't necessarily aren't able to get the same level of access to online products. But it's complex, because kids anyway aren't going to take out a direct debit. So it is about awareness, and obviously in terms of saying where's your local swimming pool, or what activities are on, or how can I get involved in estate-based park or one of these kind of on-the-edge sports and things, and we do use social media for that. But we've got lots to do and lots to learn. I mean, one of the key issues, of course, is that we run leisure centres. We're not an IT organisation, so we have to learn.
But you're finding you're on this learning curve just to deliver kind of a service, because that's how you need to engage with people.
Absolutely, and it's the only cost-effective way of doing it.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, thanks for your help.
No problem.
Sorry to rush you. Cheers.